chatbots have been in the news recently. In China, DeepSeek's R1 model is increasingly being used by people to play the role of a Baozi fortune teller. Baozi is a form of astrology that analyzes a person's fate based on birth date and place. This practice is rising at a time of increased pessimism in China with the fallout of the COVID-19 pandemic and a downturn in the economy. Meanwhile, an owner of Botify AI is quoted as saying that digital humans have the potential to transform our experiences, making the world more empathetic, enjoyable, and engaging. Botify AI is a site where users can create chatbots to fulfill a role of friendship and sexual role-playing. Elsewhere, Brett Taylor of OpenAI believes that agents will be the digital face of companies in the next 5 to 10 years, to the degree that mobile apps are the face today. A paper from Stanford University argues that fairness research and practices around large language models has been too focused on difference on awareness, i.e., making data gender-blind and color-blind. The researchers argue that this creates problems such as racially color-blind datasets that lead to the development of ineffective medical devices. The authors propose difference awareness benchmarks which accept differences, genders, colors, when this is desirable in a given context and still combat differences when this is undesirable. Meanwhile, new research introduces the concept of chain of draft, CoD, reasoning, a problem-solving technique for large language models that greatly outperforms chain of thought, CoT, prompting. In chain of draft, CoD, reasoning, the user prompt contains a structured draft of a response from which the model creates the actual response. A blog post by Tim O'Reilly argues that programmers must become AI assistants, and that only those programmers who do not update their skills will lose out. Programmers will acquire new skill sets to manage coding bots, and increased software coding productivity can lead to a larger, programmable surface area for businesses. This is what software can be used for by businesses, and this in turn will require more human programmers. In relation to companies, several former OpenAI employees have been convoked by a U.S. magistrate in a copyright case against OpenAI, where the company is accused of using copyrighted material to train its AI models. Anthropic has raised $3.5 billion in a Series E funding round, leaving the company valued at $61.5 billion post-money. This is 60 times its annualized revenue, which shows that investors are still largely optimistic about the productivity gains to be expected from AI. Meanwhile, Liang Wenfeng, founder of DeepSeek, has told the Wall Street Journal that he is not seeking venture capital funding. On the cybersecurity front, the Swedish public broadcaster SVT has exposed a Georgian criminal group that scammed $35 million using ads on Facebook and Google. Meta insists that it does not consider itself financially liable for losses to victims of scams originating on its platforms. The scam involves using deepfake videos of well-known personalities to promote fraudulent cryptocurrency investment schemes.